Hello, my name is Chris Ludwig, and I am an author, and I recently wrote an AI-fueled dystopian sci-fi novel called Systemic. I've been asked to introduce myself, and I've been given some questions to answer, and I'm just going to go over those questions, and I'm going to answer them. So, why do I write? Is it for money or fame or something else entirely? Well, I certainly don't write for money. I have a day job. It pays me well enough, and I don't imagine that writing is ever going to replace my day job. I'll retire some point. Maybe it will, in fact, replace my day job when I don't have a day job, but generally speaking, I am not trying to get out of it. So those are not my motivations. The reason I write is because I genuinely enjoy writing a lot. I derive a lot of pleasure from it. It's very relaxing. I find that writing is the closest thing to telepathy I can imagine on Earth. I think I stole that line from Stephen King, but it's true. I'm a very visual writer. I imagine things and situations in my head, and the way people stand or the looks on their faces or what the weather's like, I really see that very visually, and I love to express that. And when I get it just right, I feel it kind of in my soul that I describe something well. And the idea that somebody else gets what I'm saying and I can actually do that sort of mind meld with another person, I find really, really enjoyable. It's also really cool to write and then have people react to my novels and say, oh, I noticed this thing you did here, there, and that other thing, and it wasn't at all what I intended. So it's kind of this conversation that I get to have with my readers that I think is really, really fun and very, very satisfying. So those are the reasons I write. What am I currently working on? Well, as I mentioned earlier, I recently published Systemic, and so I'm writing the second and third book in that series. I didn't know it was going to be a series, but apparently it is. And I'm about 350 pages into the second book, and I just figured out kind of what the book's about. It took me that long. That's what I'm working on right now. I'm a very focused writer. I don't write 300 things at a time. I'm very systematic about it. What keeps me writing when it seems that nothing is going right and the going gets rough? So there's a lot of things I do. I hear this as a writer's block kind of question. What do you do when you get writer's block or when you don't have any inspiration? I'm of the belief that you're not going to be inspired every day, and some days are harder than others. So what I do is I get up and I write. I write all the time, and I force myself to write. I have a time that I write, and I start at a certain time, and I end at a certain time. And while I'm there, I'm either thinking about writing or I'm actually writing. So I force myself to write, and I give myself permission to write a lot of bad copy because, you know, the magic of editing. I've always thought that writing is very much like sculpture. You give yourself a big block of words, and then you start slashing it away later through the editing process. So I spend about 2/3 of my time editing, all things told. And so I'm allowed to, like I said, write really bad stuff if I want, because I'll edit it later, and then I edit. I also have a lot of techniques I use when I can't think of something. I'll pick up a pen and paper and write, and that clears out certain parts of my brain differently. I wrote most of Systemic, at least the first copy, or the first draft. I wrote it on my phone, so I find that texting, not really texting, but writing on like Word or Google Docs on my phone is a very, very good way to keep myself flowy, because you don't quite see as much of the text, and so it allows you to just get things out really quick. And sometimes I do dictation. So I use different techniques to keep myself out of rough spots, and I give myself permission to write poorly. Those are kind of the answers. What would I tell an aspiring writer to focus on that would best help them develop their craft? Again, I'm going to go to write. There's this idea that, you know, you should hone your craft, which you absolutely should hone your craft. Do that. But I literally mean, if I could tell a writer to do anything, it's just to write and write a lot. Get in the habit of writing. I find that a lot of people I know who are writers will sit there and they'll have an idea and they can't get past like the first word because they can't think of the most brilliant way to put the second word on the page followed by the third, and they get stuck. I'm of the opinion that you should just write as much as you want, as fast as you want, and get it out. I find that that keeps me unblocked, and that's where really good ideas come from. I will often start a day off by saying, I don't even know what to write. I'll start writing that. I don't know what to write. I've got this person in this situation or something, and I think they're mad, but I don't know why they're mad. Hey, why are they mad? And pretty quickly, I will unblock something and be on off to the races, and really, really creative stuff tends to come out when I do that. So write a lot, and don't be afraid to write bad stuff. because you can edit it later. I've been asked here today to talk about settings in my novels and how I do that, and that's what I'll be talking about. I have readers out there, or potential readers, who haven't read Systemic yet, and I'm going to start off by saying there might be some spoilers in here as I talk about settings and why I do it. My apologies. So stop now. If you thought my intro was great and you want to read my book, go read that and then come back to this later, and hopefully I won't have ruined anything for you. So what is setting? When I'm personally talking about setting, I'm not a college professor or anything like that, but when I talk about setting, I mean time as a setting, place, the atmosphere, the culture that people are in, these types of things. It's basically, you know, the environment in which your story takes place. So why is setting important? Generally, for me, it just tells you a lot about what the book is about. For example, one of the things I was interested in exploring, so what the book was kind of about, had to do with this idea I was playing with, which was the future will come to rural places as well. You know, we always see sci-fi in these big megalopolises of New Tokyo or something like that. And I personally was very interested in small, really tiny, frankly, dying towns in the high desert west. That was kind of where I set it. And I found that that was an interesting thing to do because it just had that thrust for me, which is, it's not laser beams and spaceships and cyberpunk megalopoli, I think that's a word, but what's the future look like in small places or, you know, underpopulated places? And it also conveyed a lot about the feeling that I wanted in my story. Like, you can do that a lot with the way that you write and your prose, but I also wanted the atmosphere to really convey a sort of sparseness and a loneliness that I think those wide open spaces out west really convey. Because one of the ideas in my book is that the world has become massively underpopulated, not because of a disease or anything like that. It just has, because we've really gotten our population under control. And then there's a lot of other changes in society that really have isolated human beings a lot. And there's something to be said about isolation within large crowds and in cities. And right at the beginning of the book, there is some of that. But I thought that the sparseness of the open spaces really conveyed that atmosphere a lot. And so I that's why I did that. And so I used that a lot when I wrote the story. Some other aspects about setting and why it's important to me and Systemic in general is that mood that I was trying to set was actually the foundation of my book. So I'm a discovery writer, at least I was when I wrote Systemic, and the setting itself was the first thing I thought of. I thought of a very wide valley, a river valley out west in the Sagelands, and what it would look like and how the rain in those places, a lot of times you'll see a rain cloud come through and it will start to rain and it will evaporate before it even gets to the ground because it's so hot and the ground is so dry. And I just, that image and that setting is what triggered the entire novel. So I thought that that was an important thing to explore. That was what grabbed me and pulled me into my book. And hopefully it does that for my readers as well. Of course, time as a dimension plays a huge aspect in all sci-fi novels, pretty much. It's like, here's what the future looks like. So there's that. But also in my book, I have multiple timelines. And the interplay of those timelines is largely what establishes the twist of my novel, which person is which person, how they all relate to each other, and whether these things are happening concurrently or they're happening entirely different time periods. There's some fun that I play around with that. So that aspect of setting is massively important to the whole book and the way I wrote it. And people will often say, you know, use setting as a character. Or you should consider setting as a character. And it feels a little bit pretentious, and I don't like to say things that everyone else has always said. So I'm not going to say that. Instead, the way I look at it is use setting as a container for your story. It sets limits on your story. You know, if it's in the past, they can't have spaceships. And if it's in the future, there's probably not, you know, a bunch of... I say this, my next story has exactly this, but in the future, there's probably not a bunch of horse-drawn carriages and things, you know, so it actually sets up the dimensions of your story, but it also works as a very convenient and very realistic sounding board against which your characters can get dimensionality. So for example, how do they react to the heat? My Systemic is in the desert. It's hot. Are people going to be whiny about it? Or are people going to revel in the heat? How does it change their body posture? How does it, how can you use their reactions to the long distances and wide open spaces and the heat and the prickly bushes? You know, all these things really allow you to bounce reactions off your characters and make them very real. All that said, so that's why I think setting is very important. And I spend a ton of time making settings. And so then the question is, how do I do that? People have told me many times that reading systemic is like watching a movie. Like they can see every single thing that happens in it. They understand the sizes of the rooms and everything and the feelings and the heat and the characters and what they smell. Like I spend a lot of time on that. I actually envision all of these things. Like I walk through the room as the person. I use very tight third-person narrative, and I walk through those rooms and those places as the character, and I hear what they're hearing, and I see what they're seeing. And so the room lays itself out for me, and then I just describe those things. Often I'll delete things later that feel extraneous, but I really do paint an entire picture of those rooms and those places. And so that's how I start. And a lot of times I'll get stuff wrong. I'll be walking through a trail or something, and a place that I've decided is Montana, and there'll be something there that just couldn't possibly be there. And so after I've done all those things and created all those structures and painted all those pictures, I do go back and I backfill research an awful lot. So I'll say this thing, I'll go to Google Maps and say, you know, this is kind of where it's supposed to be. And I'll look at pictures of that area. Then I'll start looking at geological formations and plants and, you know, whatever I need to, the animals that could or couldn't be there. Do they really have, I remember one thing I looked at, there's buffalo at this one scene in my book. And then there's also a fox. No, it's a coyote. And do coyotes really go after buffalo? And would they be in this biome? And the answer is yes, they would be. So I'm like, hey, let's go. But I do fact check all those things. And I do go back and I change the type of rock that is there to make sure that there's another scene in Systemic where there's a fossil. And fossil, you need stratified rock. And I'm like, would they have limestone here in this place in Montana? Or is it all this granite or something? It's like, no, there are formations of fossilizing rock here. And so I can do that. And so I go back and I do research and I use maps and I make sure that my settings all make sense and that the biomes all work together, just because I personally find it fun and it feels very, very real to me. And I do get a lot of comments on that. People enjoy that. That's about it. I think that's probably the time that I have. I am always available on my Facebook or my Twitter feeds. You can find me, Chris Lodwig. There's really only one of me in the world, at least that's an author that I'm aware of. So look up Chris Lodwig, Systemic author. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and I would love to talk to you. I love talking to people about writing. And thank you for letting me be here. I appreciate talking to you. Bye-bye.